Kurdistan officials say Turkey's military frequently shells unpopulated mountain areas not far from the Turkish border. Turkey says it is targeting rebels of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which has been fighting for independence in southeastern Turkey for nearly 25 years. Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani's chief of staff, Fuad Hussein, says the government condemns Turkish military action in Iraq's largely autonomous Kurdistan region.
We are condemning any shelling of the Kurdistan territory, and that's part of Iraqi territory. And that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. And we hope that they will stop at the end, because this will not help the interests of neither Turkey nor Iraqi Kurdistan.
Iraqi and Kurdistan officials said Turkey shelled an unpopulated area in the northern province of Duhok as recently as Monday. Last week, the deputy head of Turkey's armed forces, General İlker Başbuğ, said Turkey had shared military intelligence with Iran and that the two nations have carried out coordinated attacks against Kurdish rebels. Iran is battling Kurdish rebels belonging to the Party for a Free Life in Kurdistan, which are based along the Iranian border with Kurdistan. Hussein says Kurdistan's neighbors, Turkey and Iran, are sovereign nations with a right to collaborate. But he says this fact does not give them license to discuss strategies that target Kurdish people living inside Iraqi borders.
They are two independent countries, and that's their business. But if it is about Kurds in Iraq and about Kurdish people in Iraq, then it's not acceptable. But if they are sharing information with each other about other issues, that's their business.
Hussein says Kurdistan has been in contact with the Turkish government about the rebel conflict and Turkey's military campaign. Last month, Kurdish Prime Minister Nachirvan Barzani met with a Turkish delegation in Baghdad to discuss political and security issues. A Kurdish government statement issued after the talks said the Prime Minister recognized Turkey's legitimate concerns, and he stressed the importance of solving common problems through negotiation and dialogue. Hussein also emphasizes that Kurdistan and Turkey should engage in further diplomatic measures.
There is an open door between both sides, and we hope that during the future sitting and discussion and negotiation, we will solve this problem, because this cannot continue all the time.
He stresses that the Kurdish regional government has no control over the PKK rebels.
We are not responsible towards PKK actions. PKK doesn't listen to us and doesn't get orders from us. PKK is an organization which belongs to the Kurds of Turkey, and we are not responsible for any action that PKK takes.
Nearly 30,000 people have been killed in the conflict since the PKK began battling for autonomy in 1984. The United States, Turkey, and other countries classify the PKK as a terrorist group. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.